Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. One 100 years ago, the Lost Generation was taking shape, and women were experiencing a radical shift in the way they see themselves and the way America sees them. A new feeling of elation had taken hold in America post-World War I. This victory created a feeling of power and might that did not exist before. This confidence permeated culture as the country was feeling a new sense of freedom, a sense that anything was possible. But how do you get started? All revved up with no place to go is a tough position to be in. The Gibson girl had cut her hair into a bob. She was out and about. She didn't need a man to accompany her. She would drink, smoke, and go where she pleased, and do what she wanted. These women would not wait around for it. They would go to it and take it. Not yet flappers. That term would not be mainstream until 1920. They were vamps, short for vampires. As Florence Ziegfeld wrote, "A vamp is a good woman with a bad reputation, or rather a good woman who has had possibilities and wasted them." Publications chided this model. Of course they did. It threatened the status quo of male domination. But of course, there is a side to every man who wants to be entranced and seduced by a vampire, whatever the cost. Theda Bara was a successful and sexy pre-code actress. She created the vamp model in the 1915 film A Fool There Was. A widely publicized quote from Bara states that the destruction of men is long overdue vengeance for her sex. She said, "Women are my greatest fans. I am in effect a feminist." As the music does, it reflects social trends. The song The Vamp was written in 1919. It uses all the stereotypes and double entendres to either spark your interest or fuel your disdain for this new archetype. Joseph C. Smith's band recorded this number in June of 1919 for the Victor label. Listen to the lyrics and be seduced by The Vamp. This week's Centennial Song.